Thanks, everybody, for joining us this morning. I'd like to introduce you to Dustin Foch. He's the new World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. Was just crowned last Saturday night down in Montgomery, Alabama. I've asked Dustin to kind of open the conference call this morning by giving us an overview of his professional background and his career in the livestock auctioneering business, and then talk a little bit about his experience last week at the World Livestock Auctioneering Championship, and then we'll kind of open it up to questions after that. So one thing I would like everybody to do is, if you can, for the benefit of the people who are recording this call, is to mute your phones if you can, and that'll make the sound quality a little bit better for all of us, and we're going to do the same here. So with that, Dustin, thank you for joining us, and give us a little bit of background on your career in the livestock auctioneering business and your thoughts on last week's championship.
Kelly, thank you, and let me first start by thanking you all for joining us as well. I certainly appreciate it, and I know all of us appreciate the dedication and the work that you all do. So, as I'd mentioned before, Kelly, to you, I'll give it just kind of a brief overview of how I got started. I was born and raised in Stillwater here in Oklahoma, and was very heavily involved in athletics. Obviously, growing up, I come from a farming and ranching family. However, my thoughts as far as my career choice was I kind of wanted to get away from agriculture a little bit. Didn't see a lot of opportunity at that particular time. Went on into Oklahoma State University, and I came from a family with a grandfather who was an auctioneer most of his life. However, he was diagnosed with cancer when I was very young, so he was on his way out really when I had gotten old enough to understand maybe the business a little bit, so I did not get much exposure from his side. Went to Oklahoma State University, received a job offer, moved to Chicago and lived in Chicago and spent a great deal of time in New York as well in the advertising business. I got to see lots and lots of urban areas and realized that my calling I had hoped would be somewhere close to Stillwater. I made a phone call to a very dear friend of mine whose family was involved in the livestock marketing business. The gentleman's name is Mr. Greg Griffith. He was a livestock auctioneer and a very successful auctioneer at that, and as the story goes, he introduced me to Ralph Wade. Ralph obviously needs no introduction to any of us. Those two gentlemen, I feel, are as great auctioneers as there are, and through their support and dedication and a couple days with Ralph on a Wednesday and Thursday at his office at the Exchange Building in Oklahoma City, he built a chant, taught me a little bit about the auction business. The following Tuesday, he took a rookie and put me up behind the microphone. And needless to say, the two steps leading up to that chair were about 450 feet tall apiece. I was as nervous as I've ever been. But I realized there was a propensity there to, if I had shown a little bit of desire, quite a bit of dedication, and a decent work ethic, that I had an opportunity. So with he and Greg's support, I have enjoyed the fruits of that and have spent almost 14 years in an industry that I am incredibly passionate about, and it is a very rewarding occupation and one that I get to share with some great people.
Thank you, Dustin. And if you would care to give us a little some comments about your experience last week with the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship.
Absolutely. Kelly, that is a highlight of our year as far as auctioneers, and what the LMA does, what the Livestock Marketing Association does for each and every one of us is monumental. As auctioneers, that is our Super Bowl. It's how we get an opportunity to catch up with each other after most generally a year without seeing each other. At times we do, our paths do cross, but we knew going in, there were several of us, me in particular. I had gone to Montgomery in 2010 and competed in a quarterfinal down there, and as I had mentioned, those people, as far as their support and dedication of livestock marketing in general, of the association, of the auctioneers, of the contest, their dedication, their passion, and their drive for the success and vitality of our business is second to none. So when I left there in 2010 and then consequently heard about them hosting the championship, this was something that I had circled on my calendar. I was incredibly eager and incredibly excited about the opportunity. And of course, when we arrived on Wednesday of last week, obviously it didn't disappoint. The industry is in great hands with individuals like the Jordans and the Etheridges and their commitment and dedication to what we believe and hold so near and dear to our hearts. So it was God willing. God had a plan, I thought, a couple years ago. There were times that I thought that the contest for me was I had done possibly as good as I could, and obviously God had another plan, and we were fortunate this year, and everything just worked out incredibly well, and I'm so honored and so thankful for everybody involved. It's just been a dream.
Great. Thank you, Dustin. With that, I will be glad to open it up to the media folks that we have who have joined us. Let's start with, since Kyle, you were the first one to join us, we'll start with you.
Okay, that'd be great. Dustin, the contest aside, what do you think makes a good livestock engineer? What is the difference between a great livestock engineer and a good or mediocre livestock engineer? Or, I'm sorry, auctioneer.
And Kyle, great question. There are, it's in any occupation in life, success depends on your desire and dedication. And I've always believed that from an athletic standpoint. When you transfer that over to any business, especially auctioneering, there are many, many things that I have always held near and dear to me. One of the most critically important things is professionalism. With that, I couple that with honesty. I have always maintained the understanding that I have always wanted to treat people like I'd want to be treated. And I have purchased purebred livestock at auction from other auctioneers. I believe the professionalism that comes across, over the microphone, the integrity, again, with that complete honesty, that transparency, that is just such an imperative character quality and one that I have just tried to emulate all my professional career. You add value and market knowledge to those things. Those are very important as well. But they're really, you couple all that together, that's going to separate a successful auctioneer and one that's very busy and one that sits at home.
Kyle, do you have another question?
No, I'll defer to the other folks.
Okay, thank you. Chuck?
Yes, I am here. I really have two questions. First one, Dustin, is I had the honor of being one of the judges for the interview portion of the competition. Wondered if you could make a comment about how important you think that part of the competition for the championship is in terms of what a champion auctioneer needs to do over this next year. And then I'll just go ahead and say the second one, and you can respond to both. They tie together a little bit. And that is that yesterday we had a U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance did a, what they call a food dialogue, trying to be transparent about telling people where their food comes from. Because of the business that you're in which the product you're helping to sell ultimately turns into food, I'm sure that as you make media appearances, you might get asked some questions about that. Just, I heard you mention transparency. How important is transparency for the consumers today about where their food comes from and all that? So if you can kind of wrap those two in, I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Chuck, absolutely. And let me first say thank you for your support and your dedication to our contest. That means a great deal to me. I know you're busy, and I know that takes a lot of time out of your schedule. And we just, on behalf of all the contestants, thank you. I appreciate that. Your first question, Chuck, about the importance of the interview. It is significantly important. It's one that I have been very, very passionate about. And the reasons are this. There are 31 auctioneers in that contest. All of us can sit behind a microphone and ascertain true value for that particular product that we're selling. However, what's most important in some of these issues that we face on a daily basis, with social media the way it is, some of the things that we're facing now, it is ever important, ever apparent that we need groups of people that are very, very cognizant of those issues and that can relate our mission, what we believe that's near and dear to us, and how significantly important it is to share that with people who may or may not have any previous knowledge of livestock marketing. So when you talk about a spokesperson, and you talk about the interview portion of the contest, I really have always believed, and this is me personally speaking, that that is the single most important part of the contest for that reason only. Years past, it may not have been that that important. You know, bid calling and the actual sale of the particular animal or livestock that we're selling is critically important to try to ascertain, you know, true market value. However, with an ever-changing social climate, it is very, very imperative that we get somebody who can share our message. To your second question, Chuck, about, you know, folks in consumer groups, if you will, that may not have an idea of what we do or the role that we serve, I embrace that challenge. I have had the opportunity, as I mentioned previous to several people, I've had the opportunity to mention how incredibly important the protein is that we raise as producers and the ability to market that as livestock marketing individuals. There are many consumers especially in the United States, who just have really no knowledge of how their food gets from pasture to plate. There are many younger generations that have been able to drive through McDonald's and just order a Big Mac or a quarter pounder of cheese without any knowledge of how that particular piece of meat gets there. So I embrace the challenge. I would love the opportunity to speak to those folks, tell them how critically important it is, you know, as far as our service is concerned. I know in many areas that we have had some negative publicity when it comes to handling of animals. Livestock markets in particular have been targeted over the course of many years. We need now to get that message out that we have been so proactive in trying to get a positive message out, because we are livestock stewards first and foremost, and we believe in proper handling. I raise livestock. In many areas, our livestock are treated just as we treat our family, and we hold that near and dear to us. That's a very valuable commodity. If we didn't take care of them, we didn't have a proper product to sell, there would be none of us that would be in this business. So I embrace the challenge. I love the opportunity to speak on behalf of what we're passionate about and on behalf of all livestock markets and the Livestock Marketing Association. So I look forward to it. And, Chuck, I hope that answers your question.
Yes, very good. And look forward to having you as what we call an advocate for the industry. Thank you, Dustin.
Thank you, sir.
I should add that Dustin also had the high score in the interview contest, so that was one part of the entire contest that he did excel in very well. So we're glad to have not only Dustin as the world champion, but also he really did a great job of, and Chuck, since you were there, demonstrating his ability to articulate a positive message to those questions that were asked. So, next, I'd like to ask Doug Rich if he has any questions.
Yes, Dustin, could you tell us a little bit about your auction business? Do you spend most of your time at a sale barn, or are you doing seed stock work? Tell us a little bit about that.
Doug, great question, and thank you again for joining us as well. Doug, I work, I've got the great fortune of working what I consider to be, I am blessed beyond belief. I work for three of the most passionate livestock marketing folks in our area, and I get the great fortune of working on Tuesday mornings and Friday all day for Jerry Nine and his staff there at Woodward Livestock. Tuesday afternoons, I venture up to Anthony, Kansas, and I work for Jay Gates and his family there at the local livestock market there in Anthony. I then return to Cherokee, Oklahoma on Wednesday and spend the day with Tim and Jennifer Starks and their family at Cherokee Sales Company. Above and beyond that, I do sell seed stock. I sell purebred Angus sales down in Oklahoma in this area. and have really I've had the opportunity to sell more and more of those. I have been hesitant in the past to do so because there are certain times of the year that our sales are rather large, and I was a little apprehensive to commit to I've got a six-year-old daughter, and I was a little apprehensive to commit to many more sales on the weekends. Most of our seed stock sales down here are on Saturdays and Sundays. And however, I have I'm starting to weaken. I've taken a few and have enjoyed the process. So, but I do sell livestock. I have sold real estate and other things in the past, but livestock is definitely my passion.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Joe Roybal, any questions?
Yeah, Dustin, it sounds like you've taken kind of a non-traditional route to the career that you've done so well in now. What are the lessons that you learned in, what was it, like 14 years in advertising and marketing before you got into auctioneering?
Actually, it was about 7 years, almost eight. But,
okay.
You know, I knew then, yeah, absolutely. I knew then in internal desire and internal drive. I'm a very passionate person. I've always maintained that commitment to myself. If I got something in front of me, I'm a very passionate person. I don't like the word can't. I've never embraced that word. I don't use it at all. And I learned very valuable lessons after my previous career into this career from people like Pat Goggins. I've heard some of those sayings that Pat has always used, and I've always held those near and dear to me. And I think careers outside of this, whatever they may be, I know at the time, at Oklahoma State and then right immediately after, I was obviously very, very immature and young in my business ventures. I knew that, again, that dedication, that drive would get me as far as I chose to take it, and it has been very beneficial in livestock auctioneering. It's not easy. It's a difficult career to get involved in, to start, I should say. There are doors at times that appear open, but they are very, very, it's a very close-knit community, and it can be challenging for youngsters to get involved. However, again, if you've got that internal drive and you've got that desire and you know in your heart and mind that it's something that you are passionate about, eventually those doors will open and you'll get the opportunity, I pray that I did, and with that, take advantage of it.
How old are you, Dustin?
I'm 43.
Oh, okay. All right. What kind of sports did you, mentioned that you had played sports. Did you play at the college level, high school, or?
I ended in high school with aspirations of going on to college and didn't have the body to, my body didn't stay together, didn't hold up long enough. So, but I threw a football and I hit a baseball.
Oh, okay. Great. Thanks. Congratulations on your win.
Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. It means a lot.
Thanks, Joe. Tim with Working Ranch.
Hey, Dustin.
Hi, Tim.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that very much.
This the part that really fascinates me is that, you know, you were 30 years old and you said you took those two steps up to the podium. I mean, that just blows my mind. I just can't even imagine, you know, you doing that. Just tell us a little bit more about that day.
You know, that's a great question. Ralph had mentioned to me on Thursday afternoon, I had worked with him on that Wednesday and Thursday, and I had met him on Tuesday night. I had never met him before. And, he had mentioned to me that he had a process he liked to follow, and he had told me a little bit about a chant and developing a chant. And so I went in with an open mind on Wednesday, and Wednesday evening got back to the hotel, and my voice was just immediately, I had a lighter voice anyway, but after 8 hours of actually learning how to chant and creating, filler words and putting them together, my voice was incredibly sore. And on Thursday, returning back to his office for another 8 hours of intense vocal training and vocal work to try to build a chant, I really, at times on Thursday, I thought, boy, am I really cut out for this. With his encouragement Thursday afternoon, he said, you need to get in front of people. He said, that's what's going to change your vision. It's going to change the way you look at this profession. And, boy, I'll tell you, he was absolutely correct. When I looked at when he opened the door to actually look up to the block, I walked up there with him as he was selling. And Greg came in and got him out on his off hour, and Ralph and I stepped behind, and he said, okay. He said, I'm going to go ahead and open the door back. And he said, I'd like for you to just take charge of it and sit down and just like it's my office. And I will be honest with you, that sounded a lot better than it really was. And when he opened the door back, it was like I needed rappelling gear. I was absolutely mortified. I sat down. I couldn't breathe. You know, you've got sweat dropping off the bottoms of your earlobes. You are really, really in an uncomfortable state. However, the buyers there on that particular day were absolutely incredible. They stepped up. They did to me. They stuck their arms in the air. I don't know if it was because they needed a new one to come in, or maybe they needed somebody they felt like they could joke and have fun with. I'm not certain, but I do know that it was an incredibly overwhelming task when I sat down. However, you know, I look back 14 years later, and I'm so grateful that God gave me the strength to step those stairs and sit down in that chair, because I could have just as easily fainted.
Well, maybe that's the way it should have been. You know, I mean, just jump in the water and just go
Absolutely.
For it. So congratulations and best of luck to you in the future.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much again for joining us, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Tim. Mike Dane?
Congratulations, Dustin. Throwing your feet in the fire at the Oklahoma National Stockyards as a beginning was certainly intimidating. Wasn't a lot of cattle moving through that sale barn?
Mike, it was overwhelming. When I walked across the catwalk that first day and looked at the, you know, just pin after pin after pin after pin, it was a Tuesday. I was going to say it was 12 or 13,000 head. But that Tuesday, they had about 1,600 or 1,700. Mostly, some of the single cattle that had run by themselves, not as overwhelmingly intimidating. However, for a beginner and a rookie, just an incredibly daunting task.
Incredibly daunting. You know, the Woodward Livestock Auction moves a lot of cattle on a weekly basis, too. So it keeps you on your toes, doesn't it?
Mike, absolutely. And that's one thing. When Jerry hired me about 6 months previous to him purchasing Woodward, I was working in Apache. Bill Griffith and Tom Gillum had given me an incredible opportunity from the stockyards there in Oklahoma City. And Jerry is so completely committed and so passionate about running just a first-class facility. We have had the opportunity of really experiencing some major growth, and we do. We sell a lot of cattle out there and have the great fortune of representing those producers in that area.
Apparently you did very well on the interview, and that, of course, is a big part of this WLAC championship.
Mike, as I'd mentioned previously, to me, and this is something that I'm incredibly passionate about, it is the single largest part of the contest for me. We all, as I'd mentioned before, there are 31 of us. Over the last 15 or 20 years, some incredible bid callers. There was 30 bid callers there Saturday that were absolutely incredible, really showcased our industry, showcased their talent. However, for me, especially with the ever-changing social climate that we're involved in, I have always felt like we need to take it a step further. Again, we need to be able to communicate our mission, our goals, our objectives to people who may or may not have the opportunity to know exactly what we do. So I've maintained that as being a staple for me, something that I challenged myself to become better at, and something that I am incredibly passionate about. And I embrace speaking to folks that may or may not have any previous knowledge of what we do. So that's been incredibly important to me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Has anybody else joined us on the call? Any other questions for Dustin from the group that we have on the phone? Hey, Dustin, I've got a couple of questions for you real quick. Did you go to auctioneer school?
I did not, Kelly. I spent 2 days, as I mentioned, with Ralph on that Wednesday and Thursday, and that was the training that I received.
Another question I've got is, what did you learn most from your rookie year in the WLAC to this year?
Kelly, just to embrace the industry itself, to challenge yourself to learn as much as you possibly can about issues that we face, topics that arise, just to submerge yourself within the markets around the country, the ideas of other auctioneers, to embrace the mission of the Livestock Marketing Association, their continued support of not only the markets, but of us auctioneers, and to create, just allow myself to take part in a family setting to where we all have the same mission and same goal. And again, to challenge myself to be better, to be more successful, to share what I learn with other folks as well. So just an overall maturation process for me.
Thank you. And then one last question I had is, what's the hardest part of being an auctioneer? Is it the chant? Is it the catching the bids? What do you think is the hardest or most challenging part to being a good professional auctioneer?
Billy, great question. I think the chant and catching the bids and your actual sale day conducting of your sales is the easy part, to be honest. I think once you build a chant, there's enough confidence there, that self-confidence that comes with your ability. I think all of us understand that we all can chant. We all can catch bids. I think the single most challenging thing is a volatile market with some of the issues that we face, whether it be lack of cash trade or whatever some of the industry-related issues that we face. Markets changed, and they change rapidly, and it's up to an auctioneer to understand that, to reciprocate and to share that with his buyers and his sellers, and I think that's probably the single most challenging thing that we incur. It's not necessarily the actual day-to-day activities of an auctioneer. It's just it's staying abreast of industry trends, of those things that we face, and communicating that in a positive manner to buyers and sellers alike.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions? Before we wrap up here, I thought I would ask Dustin, for everybody's benefit, to, if you wouldn't mind, give us 20 or 30 seconds of that World Championship auctioneer chant.
Kelly, I can do it. All right, I'm at
Thank you, Dustin, for your time on the phone this morning, and thank you to all of our media partners who have taken time out of your busy morning to join us on the call. If you have any follow-up questions or want to do any follow-up interviews with Dustin, just contact me directly, and we can help get that facilitated for you. So on behalf of everybody here at the Livestock Marketing Association, and Dustin, thank you for joining us.
Kelly, thank you all, and I appreciate it so very much. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you all.